I've noticed that you have been quite faithful in, you know, coming and observing the development of the transit launch.
I was quiet because there is no use of talking here.
But I mean, like, that you are interested in the development.
I am interested in this development. I don't know how far it will develop. So I don't much believe in this also, but we want to see what are the development is going to happen. If it happens, we will be interested to contribute our share also.
When you say you're not quite sure if this is going to really manifest...
Because of what is happening in Auroville, you know, a lot of politics and... You go to one office, they said, you go to the another one, nothing is moving. It's only blah blah, as she said. So what is the use, you know, what I can say. And also money, if I have money, I can have beautiful and luxurious and good life here. And nobody is really following mother's vision. They say when a difficult time comes, they said, oh, mother said like this and mother said like that. But when it is needed, they don't open. They shut the mouth.
You have been here for quite a while, I heard, in Auroville.
I was born here in Auroville.
You were born here?
Yeah, I went to school where we follow Mother Sri Aurobindo's philosophy. And also, I became Aurovillian. But a lot of things have changed. It's not the same. But some people, they believe that, oh, it's always there from the beginning of Auroville. But something, you can't, like, be quiet and say that, oh, it's from the beginning. But you need to change. When it will change?
Are you referring here to housing?
Housing and also more common and also for housing. It's a big issue, housing here now.
Have you ever lived in Auroville in a house here? Or
I lived in a community. I had my small capsule and it didn't work out. So I left the community. So now I'm staying in the village. So which is really sad for me to live in a village, but I don't have other options, so I'm staying inside the village. But when I went to housing service and asked for a house to stay in Auroville, I told I'm Aurovillian. They said, oh, it's okay, you can stay in Auroville. I can stay in a village. And they asked me how much, what is my bank plan balance. Oh, you are married to a foreign woman, you can go to European country, earn some money and come back, you can have a beautiful house. So this is what happening, what I can do. Yeah, they said, oh, you are living in a village. Meantime, it's okay, you can live there. But it's not a long-time solution. I need to stay inside the community, inside Auroville, and work for Auroville. Commit myself for Auroville development and wherever it is possible. And you go to, they said, oh, you go to meet this guy, and it's not happening. You go to this group, nothing is moving. It's the same.
Okay, so... Doesn't that actually mean that you're definitely going to take part in this project?
We will take part in this project, but I don't know how much extent it will happen. We have a big question mark, you know. Again, it's like a lot of talking, meeting. It's okay, but I want something to move. I want something to move and something to happen.
But as far as I'm concerned, as far as I understand, there have been dates already named. Like in August, the buildings is going to start and so forth. So dates have been set.
Yeah, it's set. But also we don't know how much we need to contribute and how much they are going to contribute for the development of this project.
You're talking about money?
Money-wise.
Okay.
Money is a big issue nowadays. You have money, you can have big house. And in a big community you can live. But money is also a big issue. I'm not a businessman, I'm a teacher. So I don't earn a lot. So I need to see or look into the money aspect also. To live in Auroville is very expensive. So I don't know what to say.
The contribution for this project is made by the units, by the people. Or is it funded by Aurovillian body or...
I don't know. They said we need to contribute for our own the house, whatever they say. And afterwards, we need to share for the common thing, what they build. For example, kitchen, toilet and everything. Everybody need to share for that. And in the end, it's going to be a lot of money, I think. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay, so you think it's not really affordable for some of the, you know, families of members Auroville should contribute and help them?
If they want, they can do. If they want to contribute, Aurovillians or anybody, personnel or anybody want to contribute for this project, it can happen. it's from, it has to come from the individual people in Oroville, or as a whole community, they need to come together and just make it to happen.